Great. Well, everybody. Again, difference in timing, but we all managed to finish. Just for the record, I didn't give the instruction before to do the very last bit, but we've all done that, for just to say what that is so that everyone on the replay can hear that. So once all of those six sentences in part two, three on the shorthand sheet have been filled in, then it was simply a case of reading those through and then completing the sentence. Altogether, this creates the energy of, and then you come up with what I'm calling the WMM, which is your wholeness, money, marriage, which, as before, it takes a read as compared to the first one you did today, of what this trans what the transformation has become in terms of a cookie cutter which expresses the wholeness of all of those relationships in togetherness. So I would love to, in fact, what I'd love to do is quickly move on to a bit of homework, what's going to come next week, and then we'll finish off with some share. I'd love to hear what your experience is, take any questions and those kind of things. So, yeah, so really what you've done there is you've identified the relational dynamics that were at play, really, in the arena of money and abundance. You balanced out the conflicting energies beautifully, and sometimes messily, but still beautifully, and found those relational longings. I call them relational longings because when any two energies come together and there's that connection and all of those parts of you have been drawn together, there's always a longing for that wholesome expression. And often we get in the way of it, which is what the conflict is. So better to really discover what that longing is and let it be free and expressed is a wonderful thing. And of course, having all of the relationships in harmony creates the best possible harmonic resonance in your money abundance energy. And then the last bit was the WMM, was finding a cookie cutter which expresses that. And again, using cookie cutters this way, it's finding a label, a word, a pointer that connects you to the entire body of consciousness, which then gives you a way to access it and leverage it in that way. So hopefully that's pretty straightforward. So in terms of homework going forward, as ever, I'm going to keep the theme going this week. It'll change next week. But that last one, your WMM, whatever that was for you, that's the one I want you to MPA for 7 days. I'm going to give you some optional homework to do, which is what would be really cool if you were to go back and MPA some of the many cookie cutters that you've listed today. So each time you've done one of those conflict resolution frames, it'll give you, as well as your nice clear relational energy, there'll be four more, and you can play around just MPA those. Again, if that feels like it's fun, it's useful, but you've got that information, that thing there, and that just helps really clean them up if you MPA them. And also those six clear relational energies, that would be really cool to MPA those in particular, just to see where that takes you.